Today is introduce you to Kevin Brennan, who is our e-learning advisor here at UCOL. Kevin's been very kind to me and offered to participate in today's session. And he's come, well, ultimately he's come from the UK, but he's been over and here now for over 2 years. And he's got a great background in e-learning. And the one that's most prestigious, I think, is he was a curriculum consultant for the Joint Information Systems Committee. And Kevin's just a great all-round guy, and so that's why I've chosen him to talk to us today about Twitter and what we can do with it. So over to you, Kevin. We're sitting here at UCOL. Actually, I've got a laptop, and Kevin's got his desk with several screens, and he's got everything all ready to go. So over to you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Hello, everyone. Hello. That is some build-up, Deborah. I hope I can live up to something like that, for goodness sake. Thankfully, we've got quite a few other experts amongst us as well, so that's really good. We've got also, I'd like to introduce Donna Thompson, who's our Moodle administrator at UCOL. And Donna has been using Twitter for quite a while now, certainly a long time before I have, and I'm hoping, I'm pretty sure that Donna will have quite a lot to say as well on this discussion. So, say hi, Donna.
Good morning, hope you're all well.
Good morning, Donna. I can't spell, sorry.
Yeah. So, really, the aims of this session is just to sort of open this up for all of us, and see what the current state is in our institutions with Twitter, who's using it, who's not. Obviously there are lots of pros and cons, and throughout this discussion again we'll sort of be posting a few links to share with each other. How does that sound with everyone? Is that okay? Yeah,
it sounds great, Kevin.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Everyone okay there? This is really cool because the last time I used Skype, I think we managed to get about two or three of us speaking and it just fell to pieces. So is everyone using microphone headsets? Is anyone just using text? Great. Okay, that was Catherine, was it? Yeah? Yeah?
Oh, hi, Hervé. Good to see you, or hear you.
Hi, Kylie. Yeah, pretty good, thanks, yeah. One thing I was definitely not going to do, I wasn't going to put a webcam on, that would scare everyone off. That would be really worrying. You know, not only have I got a dodgy accent, you know, but it's the webcam would be too much. Oh, is that Catherine? Hillary, hello. That's all right then. Okay, now Deborah has given us quite a few links here, and I wanted to start with one. It was Twitter, the top tool for learning in 2009. I don't know whether I'll just pause that in now. Just give me a moment.
While Kevin's doing that, I'll just explain that we're going to try and use the desktop sharing application in Skype. So we had a bit of a play around with it before. He's posted a link now, but we'll try and get a desktop sharing going as well. Okay? Yes, it is. I know, Sarah, we are brave, but hey.
Yes.
We weren't planning on that. But it's a surprise.
It's going to be fun. Right, so I've just posted a link there, and it's Sarah's comment about Twitter top tool for learning. And before we sort of throw that question out to everyone, I'd really like to just have a quick vote on the group here. Who is actually using Twitter at the moment? You just sort of text that.
No, good responses.
Yeah. Anyone not using Twitter? Go on.
Hervé's waiting.
No worries. It's a bit like, you know, the loneliest person in the world if you don't get a free subscription to Reader's Digest, isn't it? Everyone else gets them. Okay, so quite a few of us in at different levels. But I'm just interested in Sarah's comment about this, that Twitter is one of the top e-learning tools of 2009. And as we clearly all know, there's a lot of advantages and disadvantages, and there's a hell of a lot of discussion out there and where we should take it. What I'd like to do really is look at some of the disadvantages, if that's okay, and some of the negative side of Twitter. How's that sound, just to start with?
Yeah.
And there's another article I'm going to post in a moment. I don't know if anyone's seen this yet. It's about this young 15-year-old boy who wrote quite a large article on Twitter and saying that it isn't cool with young people. And some of his observations were that, there's a link, you've seen that one, I'll just bookmark or save that. And he was saying, well, you know, we're not really keen on it as our students, because, you know, it's all part of, we may get 500 free texts per month, but if this is going against it, and I'm subscribing to some of the wrong people, my allowance is being used up pretty quickly.
Just interrupt you guys for a second. Stephen is trying to call me, and if I answer you, Stephen, it's going to disrupt this call. Funnily enough, he's in our group, and he says he's online, so... just bear with me, I'll just text him a little bit and see if I can get that sorted out in the background. Okay? So continue on.
Okay. Yeah. And interestingly enough, there are still quite a few institutions that ban mobile devices in the classroom. I don't know if that applies to anyone here. Does anyone ban phones in the classroom? Oh, that's good. Anyone else? No. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, that's good to hear, because at least people are looking at the positive side of things. Because I remember in the UK just 3 years ago, we were still banning phones in the classroom. I remember I'd have a big pile of them at the front of the class. And obviously now we can't live without them. So that was some of the negatives. I'd just like to share one experience I've just had in the past few days. And I think I posted a little bit of it on Deborah's Ningsat. Wherever possible, you try and subscribe to all the movers and shakers and so on, and people that you're interested in. And there was one e-learning colleague that I was following that person's tweets. And they managed to...
Sound is gone.
Hey, sound gone?
Can anybody hear us still?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think what's happening is we may have exceeded the number of people we can have calling. That's why Stephen can't hear us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm quite happy to shut up in a minute.
No, keep talking. Hervé always has problems with technology.
Okay.
And I'm worried that Stephen can't hear, but I think we may have reached the limit, that's all. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us talking, okay. And that may be it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I'm not sure how to do that. You disconnect yourself. Can you still see the text? No. I don't know whether Stephen can follow the text either. He's disappeared on me. So. Well, then. Okay. If Kevin and I can work out how to add him back, I will. But I thought I'd connected with him because he's sitting there. He's hanging as a call. I'll just have to Oh, okay. Well, that's an experiment if you guys have all got time. Sorry. Okay. Hi, Stephen. Are you in yet? I'll just talk to Kevin. Sorry. If I call Stephen now, he's going to drop this call out.
Well, what you could do very quickly is just add him.
Okay.
If he drops out, we'll just recall everyone. We'll wait here.
Hello, Stephen. Are you hearing us? We just tried to put you back in. Excellent, Stephen. Great to hear you. Sarah's dropped out. You're in, but Sarah can still share the text. Okay, and we are recording this. So, welcome aboard. How are you? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, Kevin.
Right. Just a couple more minutes from me, and then we'll hand over to a few others. I was mentioning about a colleague that I was following for quite a number of months now, but what's happened, the past few days she's been tweeting about 100 and odd posts in one day, and it was just getting a bit ridiculous. And out of say about the 100 posts, there's probably three or four really useful nuggets. And you'll often find that with people that you follow. I'm just going to try and find a screenshot now just to share with everyone, and give us an example. You just bear with us at the moment.
Kevin's just going to grab a screenshot for us that hopefully we can still see on the screen. Yep. Yeah, I think what's happening is that there's only about four or five, that's the limit, and people are dropping off. Catherine is... are you still here, Catherine? Oh, okay, yeah, I've got little symbols that are telling me different things, so...
That's interesting. I can't share the desktop.
Okay, that's all right. We've tested the sharing of the desktop before we started, but obviously not in a conference call. So the link that Kevin's going to share with you, maybe we could share that in the group via text.
I can just do a snappy screenshot and post it up afterwards.
Yep.
And basically, all it was just to demonstrate my sort of tweets that I've been following just the past few days. And I think we've all experienced this. We've got people that here, and this is one of the leading e-learning people in the UK, and he's talking about painting his ceiling and stripping wallpaper. And I'm thinking, yeah. Another one just screaming and saying good morning and all this sort of thing. And this particular person I was following, she posted over 100 tweets yesterday, and I'm thinking of just stopping following her for that reason, because it's just getting a little bit too much. And I don't know if anyone else has had much of that experience.
I can hear somebody eating.
I think that may be Donna pinging on carrots. She's lovely. So, can I just throw a question out to everyone? On the people that are using Twitter, how many people are you following on average? Let's get a few numbers in. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there. Anyone else?
Okay.
Anyone else want to pop in there? Stephen, I've got, let's have a look at my list. I've got
Twitter online here at the moment. I'm just following 48 people at the moment, and there's 38 people following me.
Well, you see, where I've got other colleagues, and they've got about 300 or 400 people following them. Often I've had quite a lot of strange people trying to follow me, and every now and again I'll have a call and sort of clear some of them out.
I think that's an interesting comment, Kevin, about culling out people or culling out people. It's a matter of when do you get that maximum amount, when do you get that critical mass, and how do you keep up with people. So that's really good to hear you comment on that.
Mm. Another interesting thing I've noticed, and it's so easy to do, when people are sending valuable nuggets of information, they use tiny URL. I don't know if I'm sure everyone's familiar with tiny URL. It just shortens long URL addresses. You just paste it into there and it'll shorten it. It makes a big difference, especially with the 140 character limit. Does anyone use that? Stephen, yeah? Okay. Yeah, oh, that would be useful, Stephen, if you would, with everyone. Thank you very much. Anything that's going to save time.
Great to have you on board, Bronwyn and Sarah. I'm just keeping track of who's dropping off and who's popping back in. Okay, Kevin, how are we going?
Okay, yeah. So we're looking at some of the pros and cons of Twitter, and really about the people that you follow, and it's how selective you are on these things. And because it's trying to filter out all the nonsense, and as Stephen said, you can quite happily leave it alone for a few days and drop back in. Anyone, any thoughts on this? Oops. Deborah, any contributions there about the way way you're following people?
I think that one thing I've learned in this process is that you don't just rely on logging onto Twitter every now and again. You have to have some sort of a deck, like a tweet deck, a filter tool, and that allows you to filter via following specific hashtags. So I don't know how people have managed with that. The experiment that I set up by creating a FOC09 account and getting people to follow hasn't worked particularly well, but I'm not quite sure why that is. Whether people just didn't know how to, or I don't know. I'd be interested in some feedback for that. And as Sarah says, you have to advertise yourself and tweet a lot, and I did get some feedback from Sarah saying that she tweeted about me to everybody, so nobody was going to write back to us. Ha, that was a great mod. Just as an interruption, Sarah, you're with me, are you? Can you hear us? Oh, okay, Bronwyn was just saying she was going to disappear as long as Sarah was in, so we're good. Okay, so the next thing that Kevin would like to talk to us about is... over to you, Kevin. What are you going to talk to us about now?
No, I don't want it so that I'm hogging the space or anything. It's really a discussion for everyone, isn't it? So, you know, I'd like as many people contributing as possible. And really just sharing thoughts on, you know, how we're using Twitter and some of the benefits that it's going to bring to us. There's probably one link that we posted on your Ning site, Deb, is one of the first institutions in Australia to use Twitter for assessment purposes, wasn't it? Full assessment. Does anyone see that URL?
I really encourage you to have a look at that one, because...
I'll just post it up there.
Yeah, Kevin's posting that link up. And obviously when we finish this discussion, if you go back onto the Ning site and just reconnect for a few minutes, you can check out all those links there as well. While Kevin's getting that link posted, I was really interested to hear a comment from Deborah Ralston. RW, I call you Deborah. You made a comment about the upside of Twitter is that you can write something in just 140 characters. However, the downside was that you can only write something in 140 characters. So I'll throw that one out to the group while Kevin's getting his links there. No, that's true. And Sarah says there is definitely a bit of a knack. And I think if you can sit there and look at what other people are writing about, you get a feel for how to write in so few words. I might hand that question over to Kevin to comment on, actually. No, he's... Okay, no, my other colleague, Donna, may be able to comment on that. She's pretty good with technology. Can you just repeat the question? We had a technology breakdown in the office here. Yeah, thanks.
Tweet tape on my iPhone, which is pretty cool, but then not everybody's that lucky.